Chapter 8. The Final Wish. Mr. White sat until chilled with the cold, looking from time to time at the figure of his wife watching through the window. The candle end, which was burning low, was throwing huge shadows on the ceiling and walls. Finally, having reached its end, it burned out. The old man felt an unspeakable sense of relief at the failure of the talisman and went back to his bed. A minute or two afterward, the old woman came back silently and lay down beside him. Neither spoke, but both lay silently listening to the late-night sounds of their house. A stair creaked, and a mouse ran noisily through the wall. The darkness somehow prevented him from sleeping. And after lying for some time building up his courage, he took the box of matches. He took one and struck it, then went downstairs to find a candle, hoping that a little light would help him sleep. At the foot of the stairs, the match went out and he paused to strike another. At the same moment, a quiet knock, so quiet that it could hardly be heard, sounded at the front door. The matches fell from his hand to the floor. He stood motionless, holding his breath until the knock was repeated. Then he turned and ran back to his room and closed the door behind him. A third knock sounded through the house. "What's that?" cried the old woman, starting up. "A rat," said the old man in a shaking voice. "Just a rat." His wife sat up in bed, listening. A loud knock sounded throughout the house. "It's Herbert," she cried. "It's Herbert." She ran to the bedroom door, but her husband caught her by the arm, preventing her from leaving the room. "What are you going to do?" he asked. "It's my boy! It's Herbert!" she cried. "I forgot it was 3 kilometers away. It took him all this time to walk here. What are you holding me for? Let go! I must open the door." "Please, please don't let it in," cried the old man in fear. "You're afraid of your own son," she cried. "Let me go. I'm coming, Herbert. I'm coming." There was another knock and another. The old woman pulled free and ran from the room. As she hurried downstairs, her husband followed and called after her, demanding that she not open the door. He heard her turn the key and then heard the sound of the bottom bolt slowly being opened. Then he heard the old woman's voice, small and pitiful. "The top bolt!" she cried loudly. "Come down and help me open it. I can't reach it." But her husband was on his hands and knees, feverishly trying to find the paw on the floor. If he could only find it before the thing outside got in the house. The knocks at the door continued, growing louder and louder. He heard his wife pull a chair to the door so that she could stand on it to reach the second bolt. He heard the sound of the bolt as his wife slowly managed to open it. At the same moment, he found the monkey's paw and hurriedly breathed his third and last wish. The knocking stopped suddenly. He heard the chair drawn back and the door opened. A cold wind rushed into the house, and a long, loud cry of disappointment and sadness from his wife gave him courage to run down to her side and then to the gate beyond. The light from the street lamp opposite showed a quiet and deserted road.